nurses and other healthcare professionals are leaving their home states and moving temporarily to places hard hit by the coronavirus, places like Massachusetts. This morning, WBUR's Angus Chen brings us the story of one nurse who's left her husband and children to join the front lines of the fight against COVID-19.
There are only a couple hundred reported cases of COVID-19 where Kara Earhart lives in Brevard County, Florida. But the hardest hit regions in Massachusetts have thousands. So last week, Earhart said goodbye to her kids and her husband and flew along with 15 other nurses to Boston.
Anxious isn't the word, just excited, ready to work. We were all charged up and raring and ready to go.
Earhart normally cares for cancer patients, but when her employer, Steward Healthcare, asked for volunteers to treat COVID-19, she signed up right away. 2 days later, she got on that plane.
I have hands and I have knowledge and I'm using it, you know, to help people that are in the greatest need right now.
Earhart works in a COVID-19 unit at Morton Hospital in Taunton now. And she and her group aren't the only nurses who have traveled to the front lines of the pandemic. Dr. Lexi Nazem is the CEO of Nomad Health, a technology company that helps hospitals staff temporary openings. He says that since the coronavirus began spreading more rapidly, demand for doctors and nurses has skyrocketed. For example, requests for specialties like emergency department and intensive care have gone up 600% in Massachusetts.
There's been an absolute explosion in the types of needs. You know, one hospital that we work with here in New York, you know, they normally ask us, you know, at any given time for about 10 positions. And on one day, about a week and a half ago, they said, can you help us get 300 filled?
And he says the response from health professionals has been overwhelming.
We've seen even larger increases in the number of clinicians who are applying to do these positions. And I am daily inspired by these people who are heading to the front line and doing so under the most stressful circumstances that I've ever heard of.
When they arrive in places like Boston, these health workers will have to contend with a deadly virus and limited supplies of protective gear. And they're getting infected fast. Major Massachusetts hospitals now each have hundreds of employees who have tested positive for the coronavirus. But Earhart says she isn't thinking about that right now. Like many of her colleagues, she's focused on caring for as many patients as she can.
So I wouldn't say that I'm scared. I would say that I'm more of adrenaline right now, just kind of ready to get to work and help whoever I can, however I can.
Earhart says she could see the need as soon as she started working at Morton Hospital last Friday.
I landed on the floor at 3 o'clock and we had a patient who needed emergent care as soon as I got there. And we had a discharge at the same time and an admission. So while you're standing there and they're taking care of this patient that's in distress, there's ambulances outside the window downstairs. So I think that's when it became real for me that, okay, I'm in it now.
Earhart says her new colleagues are grateful for the out-of-state support. She says when she walked into the hospital with the other nurses from Florida to work their first shift, staff greeted them with applause. The hospital posted a video of the scene on Facebook.
When we came in, they weren't just clapping, but, you know, there was a man, and I remember his voice. He was actually saying, thank you, and he was saying it loud. So it just was so moving to see so many people who do what we do, and they're happy that we're here. So we'll expect them to return the favor during hurricane season, okay?
Earhart plans to return to Florida after the surge of coronavirus patients has passed in Massachusetts. By then, she thinks Florida might just be starting its surge, and she wants to fight the pandemic there, too. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Angus Chen.